From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Colorado movie theater gunman James Holmes will spend the rest of his life in prison after a jury failed to agree on the death penalty Friday. Arapahoe County Judge Carlos Samore read the same verdicts on all 24 of the murder counts in the case.
We, the jury, do not have a unanimous final sentencing verdict on this count, and we, the jury, understand that as a result, the court will impose a sentence of life imprisonment without the possibility of parole on this count.
Under Colorado state law, all 12 jury members must agree on the death penalty. Instead, Holmes was automatically given a life sentence with no chance of parole. The same jury had found him guilty last month of the July 2012 massacre in a suburban theater outside Denver. Holmes opened fire on audience members watching the Batman film The Dark Knight Rises, killing 12 people and wounding 70 others. The UN Security Council Friday unanimously adopted a resolution to identify those who use chlorine and other toxic chemicals in attacks in Syria. U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power said the resolution will send a strong message.
This is an important closing of a gap, and it should, at least as it relates to chemical weapons, again, mitigate the sense of impunity that perpetrators have enjoyed.
The resolution sets up a team of experts to determine who perpetrated, organized, or sponsored attacks using chlorine and other toxic weapons. Until now, the Global Chemical Weapons Watchdog has been authorized to determine that chemicals were used, but not who used them or where. For more on these stories, visit our website. This is VOA News. The Taliban is claiming responsibility for a suicide bombing at a police academy that killed at least 27 recruits Friday. Witnesses say that the bomber entered a crowd of police officers as they were entering the academy building before detonating the explosive charge. At least 25 others were wounded. It was the second deadly blast in Kabul on Friday. It came just hours after a suicide bomber killed at least 15 people and wounded hundreds of others in downtown Kabul. Sources say the morning truck bomb exploded in a heavily populated area near a government compound and added that many women and children were among the casualties. The White House says it is disappointed but not surprised that one of the top Democrats in the U.S. Senate has come out against the pending nuclear deal with Iran. White House spokesman Josh Earnest said Friday that Senator Chuck Schumer has had a difference of opinion with President Barack Obama that dates back to 2003. That's referring to Schumer's vote and support for the U.S.-led war in Iraq.
But it doesn't change our confidence that we'll be able to mobilize a substantial majority of Democrats in both the House and the Senate in support of the deal and, if necessary, to sustain the president's veto.
In a statement explaining his concerns, the New York Democrat said the inspections regime was inadequate. He also expressed concern that money freed up by the sanctions relief will allow Iran to increase its funding for militant groups across the Middle East. The decision by Schumer, who is expected to take over as Democratic leader in the Senate in 2017, was seen as a serious setback for the Obama administration. On Thursday, one of the top Democrats in the House, Elliot Engel, also announced his opposition to the Iran deal. A gang of about six men armed with machetes and cleavers hacked a blogger to death in Bangladesh on Friday. 40-year-old Niloy Chakrabarty, who was known for his atheist views, was killed in his home around noon. This is the fourth such murder of a secular writer in the South Asian nation since the beginning of the year. And Typhoon Sautilor has made landfall in Taiwan, ripping up trees and tearing down signs while battering the island with high winds and rain. The French news agency reports that the storm made landfall at about 20 hours 40 UTC on Friday. Local media reported that more than 60,000 homes were without electricity. At least 80 international flights have been canceled and more than 4,000 people have been evacuated. At least two people, including an 8-year-old girl, have died as a result of the storm. For more on these stories, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.